This doctor acts dictating a 12-lead EKG on Marjorie Chodikoff, C-H-O-D-I-K-O-F-F. On 10/30/24, Mrs. Chodikoff performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm with a first-degree heart block, interventricular conduction defect, and left axis deviation period. The paragraph clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next, the 12-lead pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos. One, on 10/30/24, Mr. Kunkel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced capacity was minimally impaired with severe degree of airways obstruction period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/27/24, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression of severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next. 6-minute walk test on patient Wayne Flatt, F-L-A-T-T. This goes to Dr. Strickland. 10/30/24, Mr. Flatt performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 534 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Joan Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S. This goes to Carrie Waters, PA. On 10/30/24, Mrs. Yaros performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in the forced vital capacity. Or flow rates, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction, and obstructive lung disease without significant bronchial reactivity. Compared to a prior study date of 4/25/24, there's been no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Broughton, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N. And this goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 10/30/24, Mrs. Broughton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/27/22, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Catherine with a K. Broughton. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 10/30/24. Mrs. Broughton performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 473 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa, that's T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Lauro, L-A-U-R-O. This goes to Dr. Pogodino on 10/30/24. Mrs. Lauro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe degree of airways obstruction. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Compared to a prior study dated 6/26/24, there's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.